Here are Friday's updated Newcastle United headlines, and we have some big breaking news to bring you. As expected, Steve McClaren has been axed. The statement has appeared on the Newcastle website, which reads, "After the defeat to Bournemouth on Saturday, the club has spent some time considering its position and has today concluded that Steve McClaren's employment with the club will end with immediate effect. We acknowledge that reaching this decision has taken a number of days and that this has caused uncertainty for everyone involved, particularly for Steve and the players, for which we apologise. However, we felt that this time was necessary to ensure the right decisions were reached with the best interests of the club at heart." Managing Director Lee Charnley has had this to say, "I would like to thank Steve personally for his services to Newcastle United. He is a man of integrity and class and has conducted himself with great dignity during this difficult time. Steve worked tirelessly to try and bring success to Newcastle United. He has the utmost respect of the players, staff and manager, and he leaves with our very best wishes and sincere thanks. We feel that a change is now needed in order to give the club the best possible chance of securing its Premier League future. A further announcement on a successor to Steve McClaren will be made in a due course." Well, it has been reported that Rafael Benitez is the front runner. It is understood that he is due to head to Newcastle today to hold discussions with the club's board about taking over as manager rather than head coach, with a change in structure expected as well. The head coach role out the window, it seems, at Newcastle United, with Rafael Benitez expected to take charge as manager. Whether that gets concluded on Friday or perhaps over the weekend remains to be seen. It is thought that Newcastle want to appoint a successor before the game against Leicester on Monday.